This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We know who follows all those storylines and gives us insight and depth and breadth of knowledge when it comes to the Browns. It's Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And of course, she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, the boys are back in town.
They really are. And I'll tell you, this offers the first opportunity for even Kevin Stefanski to see what his new squad looks like, offense versus defense, for the very first time. So many changes, new offense, new coordinator, quarterback competition, so much to watch.
And what has your attention first and foremost, Mary Kay?
Well, it's no surprise. The number one thing that I will be watching, of course, is the quarterback competition. This is the first chance that we get to look out there and see how these guys look going head-to-head, throwing to the same receivers, veterans competing against the rookies, and just starting this quarterback competition in earnest today. Now, we only get to be out there tomorrow, and then we get to see them next Wednesday. That's it for OTAs, and then we get to watch the mini camp. So we don't have a whole lot of practices to watch these guys in, but we still will be able to get to see plenty tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Mary Kay, you just said something that I've thought the whole time. You just said starting the quarterback competition. I think it does begin right now, and I think guys can start slotting themselves into spots, you know, as we speak. Have the rookies caught on to the offense? Does Pickett look great? Does Pickett not look great? I mean, I think guys can make an impression this week and really kickstart where they're going to be in the pecking order here.
Well, they can, and it's not just this week. It will be all 10 practices of OTAs. Those guys can really upset the apple cart and the pecking order heading into mini camp, depending on how they do during these OTAs. So the spotlight will be on them every single rep, every single practice, every single meeting that they have. Everything that they do will be evaluated. It's going to be intense. We haven't seen a quarterback competition like this around here in a very, very long time, and certainly not at all during the Kevin Stefanski era. So now it begins.
What is that pecking order, Mary Kay, as I ask you every time we interview?
Well, it hasn't changed at all in my mind yet, of course, because they haven't done anything. So I still have it as Kenny Pickett, Dylan, and then Joe and Shador at either 3-4 or 4-3. And once again, that they can jumble that all up. They can mix it up, and they will be running concurrent passing drills, two spotting, they call it. They will be running those. So you will see different guys going first. But I still think that the imaginary pecking order is what I just described.
Is Kevin waiting for one of these four guys to jump off the page, or does he like? I'm wondering, you know, how he has preconceived notions. I'm not asking you to think for him, but I'm wondering based
on. I am. Go ahead and do it,
Mary Kay. Well, I'm just wondering based on what we've seen out of Kevin. What do you think he's looking to evaluate as far as trying to make the decisions?
Well, first of all, they definitely have preconceived notions heading into this thing. Okay. They have in their mind who they like, who they think should probably win the thing. I mean, they know heading into this what they believe is going to happen and how it might play out. It's up to the quarterbacks to change those perceptions and those feelings. But certainly Kevin is going to be looking for efficient operation and very clean football. That's got to be the order of the day, is clean football this year, because they cannot be losing the turnover battle week after week. You can have a good football team, a good roster. You can have Pro Bowlers on there. And if you're losing the turnover battle every single week, you're losing most of your football games. And it was one of their biggest problems last year. So that's one of the things that he's definitely going to be looking for, is a quarterback who is not going to be throwing interceptions.
Mary Kay, I'm going to bring up our favorite topic here, and that's wide receiver. And I was thinking about it yesterday, and it struck me, if Jerry Jeudy, and there are too many ifs here, that's the problem. If Jerry Jeudy does what he did last year, if Deontay Johnson is as good as he was early on in Pittsburgh and has it together, and if Cedric Tillman can be what he was when Jameis Winston was throwing him the football before his concussion, I think they'd be fairly solid there. You could still need another body or two, but those three things, if those guys do what we've seen them do in the past, I think they'd be okay. What's the likelihood of that happening, of those three guys living up to what they've done in the past?
Well, especially in the case of Deontay Johnson, he has a unique opportunity here to revive his career and return to Pro Bowl form. If he can do that, then the Browns are going to be in good shape. Hopefully for him, he was humbled in his last three or four stops last season, where teams continued to give up on him time and time again because he kind of just couldn't keep his head on straight in terms of attitude and what would happen if he didn't get the ball and those kinds of things. This could almost be a last-ditch effort for him to prove that he deserves an NFL job. Agreed. And if he is humbled enough and takes that seriously enough, this is a fantastic opportunity for him because he does have the talent. But as we all know, talent isn't everything. You have to be able to be out there for your teammates, and you have to be doing the right things in every way. So if he can do that and kind of pull himself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Together and prove to himself and to the Browns that he can be what he knows or believes he could be from a talent standpoint, then they're totally onto something in terms of having another Pro Bowl caliber receiver on this roster, which I've been saying all along that I felt they needed. So they have him, and now it's going to be up to him. And then Cedric Tillman, he was improving by leaps and bounds, and really for him it's just a matter of coming back strong now from that concussion, picking up where he left off, and hopefully for him staying healthy.
You and I are in complete agreement on that wide receiver situation. As you move forward here at wide receiver, would you think that the Browns feel they need to add somebody else before the start of training camp, or do you think they'll just watch what they have and look and see who might get cut loose from other teams if they want to add anything else?
They will always, always look and see what is available out there, not just in terms of who gets cut, but who they can trade for. And we know that Andrew Berry loves to make trades. So he will always be looking for those kinds of opportunities at key positions. And certainly receiver is one of those. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did add someone else.
Marika, we have not spent any time literally since the season ended talking about the defense, because I think most people are comfortable with the defensive backs. But they will be revamped, especially on the defensive line and at the linebacker spot. Just can you touch on that and what you think those guys are accomplishing over the next couple weeks here?
Well, the defense has, in sort of sneaky fashion, upgraded at a lot of positions. There are guys out there that we've kind of forgotten about. They added two very veteran safeties to this football team. They've added a defensive tackle in Malik Collins. They have Alex Wright coming back. So the defense is going to be much improved by virtue of some of the guys coming back healthy and the two guys that they drafted in Mason Graham and Carson Schlesinger. And then again, they've added a number of free agents and just role players along the way that I think you're going to see a pretty different defense than what you saw last year.
Where do things stand in your mind with the stadium situation?
It seems to me as though they're just going through a lot of the red tape and the hurdles, and the Haslams have not wavered one iota from their position of moving to Brook Park. And as long as they get what they want and the vote goes their way on June 30th at the state level, I think it's full steam ahead for them, and that whatever happens at the county level, I don't think that they're going to let that stop them or deter them in any way. So I think as long as they get that favorable vote on June 30th, that they will push forward with Brook Park.
I just think it's interesting because the Bengals are still looking for upgrades. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look at the stadium we have compared to other stadiums across the NFL, you start to wonder, well, what are we really looking at here at our downtown stadium and try to get to that dome stadium? I'm just, it's weird because you hear both sides argue this thing, and it's like public opinion says, please keep this team downtown. But I don't think public opinion is going to not go to Brook Park if they move out there. In some ways, I just feel like it's all politician hot air left and right. Do you understand the frustration I think that fans probably have on this thing?
Yeah, I do. I speak to a lot of fans that would like to see the Browns stay downtown, but I know there are plenty that would completely embrace a move to Brook Park. So I think in some ways the fan base is a little bit divided, but I do think that they will follow the Browns right to Brook Park like they have, you know, throughout the years, whatever else happens.
I'm very curious to see how this thing ends up playing out, and if the Haslams, you know, can pull this off. I wonder, Mary Kay, how much the extra development stuff plays into this. Because if I'm the Haslams, I'm thinking maybe you don't want to put all the extra stuff in downtown Cleveland. Maybe that's part of it. You know, the hotels and the restaurants and all that, and make it a destination. That I could understand. And I haven't seen the city or the county come up with an idea that says, you know, let's put the dome here and you can put everything else. There are just some pieces that seem to be missing with this. Maybe the Haslams just want them missing because they want to put all this in Brook Park. They don't want to put it in downtown Cleveland.
Well, it's complicated, of course, as we know. And I think the thing, you know, that the Haslams might not have been as prepared for, or, you know, things just happen differently in Cleveland. It's not like it is in some other cities where there's full cooperation amongst all the government entities, or not full cooperation, but there's collaboration and cooperation. Oh, yeah. And it tends to be a little bit more difficult here. So I don't know if they were fully prepared for the pushback on all of this, but they're prepared to move through it and accomplish their goals.
Mary Kay, as always, we appreciate the conversation. Looking forward to reading your stuff over the next week, especially with everybody together out in Berea for these non-mandatory practices. How's that sound? Is that a nice way to put it?
Yeah. Don't show up, but, you know, it's okay. We won't hold it against you.
Just, yeah, it's not like, I mean, yeah. Where's your heart? Excuse me. What?
Thank you, Mary Kay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mary Kay. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon, Mary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo, or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds! Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.